Hi there, this is Rocky Mountain Pro Referee Josh Spicer, and you're listening to RMP Radio, where pro wrestling is elevated.
RMP Radio is back on the air. Hi, I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and we've got a very, very special edition of RMP Radio, as we do a lot of times, these preview episodes. We've got an exciting event here. It's going to be the World Clyde event with RMP taking on the Luchas of Hugo's Lucha Libre. And joining me on this edition, I've got part of the commentating team that's going to be on this show. I've got KD. KD, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I am excited for Sunday. I am looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to this for a very long time. We kind of knew it's been in and out of the works for years, and we've been hoping it could happen, and finally it's happening, and I am super excited to be there this Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, and especially, you know, I guess the best way to maybe explain it is that Hugo's, if you guys are not watching Ignition, and you guys should be watching Ignition every Thursday night on our YouTube channel, they came out and threw out that challenge to RMP a couple weeks ago to make this event happen.
We opened the doors up. We had Vago Estrada come in, and Vago's an incredible athlete, and we were excited to have him in Atiba. But tensions were high that entire evening. You know, we had some representatives of Hugo's Lucha Libre sitting in the crowd, which we were happy to have. And yeah. JK Pop, being who they are, decided to get us in trouble a little bit and kind of run their mouths a little too much. And at the end of the night, Vago kind of took it into his own hands, and it kind of boiled over from there. But once you attack one member of the RMP locker room, you're attacking everybody. And as we saw, the locker room cleared out and the challenge was laid down. And anybody that knows us for the last almost 13 years, we don't back down from a fight.
Right. So true. And a lot of times with these types of events and these things that we've seen all over in the wacky world of professional wrestling, like I like to say, sometimes that feuds and things are laid off to the side for a little bit because it's all about the company that you mainly represent. Do you think that's gonna be the case this time, or should we still be kind of worried with even tensions within like the RMP locker room between certain individuals?
Well, I mean, that's always a possibility. When you watched it, you saw Mercury, Aiden, and Damon Ace side by side and not trying to kill each other for the first time in weeks. So, that side came across. You had JK Pop in there with La Isla. We saw Echo was in the ring and wasn't going after JK Pop for the first time. So, you do have to wonder, will it come into play? However, looking at the scheduled matches, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that too much, as it doesn't seem like we have a lot of egos of RMP's locker room having to side with one another to kind of take on this challenge.
Right. Yeah, so true. And so speaking of that, we should probably just get right into it and talk about the, we probably should disclaim, card subject to change, but right now this is the card that we know of at the time of this recording. Of course, you are going to be joined by the freshly crowned champion of RMP Ignition, Zamora. He's going to join you on the commentating team for this event. Maybe we should just, and we don't know if this is going to be necessarily the match order, but just some of the matches that have been announced. Speaking of the before mentioned, we got JK Pop taking on Anubis and Sombra Azteca, right?
Yep, Sombra Azteca Jr. and Anubis have both wrestled for Rocky Mountain Pro before. We've seen them in Colorado Cups. We've seen them in singles action. They've had a long-running issue with JK Pop down in Hugo's Lucha Libre, so any chance those guys get to get their hands on J.K. Pop, they're going to take it.
Right. So like you said, they have a history, and, you know, and I just kind of do a little bit of sidebar, maybe should tell the people that are listening to this. I've attended a couple Hugo's shows in the past, and they, you know, nothing wrong with Rocky Mountain Pro, of course, but it's a crazy environment. Those Hugo shows have, they've got a lot going on. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. It's anyone who has ever observed the world of Lucha Libre understands that it's a totally different animal than American wrestling. You know, we're used to hearing about the differences between the American style and the Japanese style, but it's just as parallel, the Lucha Libre.
Right. Yeah. So true. So, so your thoughts on this match? How do you think it might go? I mean, I know you probably want to be impartial, being on the commentating team, but any thoughts on this?
Well, you know, bias aside, you know, I've worked for Hugo's Lucha Libre, and I've worked for Rocky Mountain Pro for almost 12 years now. You know, my loyalties lie with RMP. You know, I'm all about that purple and silver. But, you know, I got to put that aside when it comes to this situation. However, the stats don't lie. J.K. Pop have held tag team gold for over 1,000 days, whether it be RMP gold, whether it be gold from, you know, out of states, whatever it is. J.K. Pop has held titles for over 1,000 days. That's almost unheard of. They're the longest reigning tag team champions in Rocky Mountain Pro history. Anubis and Sombra, great athletes. But can they hold up to the challenge of a well-oiled tag team that is running on all cylinders right now? I just don't see it.
Yeah, so true. But, you know, on the other side thing, you know, we've got, for Rocky Mountain Pro, we've got Never Broken on the horizon. And you'd think, you know, hopefully J.K. Pop wouldn't be looking past this match because they have that big, you know, Never Broken on the horizon for Rocky Mountain Pro.
Right. And, but, you know, like I said, for them to be champions as long as they have been, you can't do that. You can't look past any opponent. Yeah. And I don't think they are. I think they're ready for La Isla at Never Broken, but I think they are ready, and I think they're focused on Anubis and Sombra on Sunday.
So next on this card that I've got here, we have Lilith Grimm teaming up versus Athena and Puma. And we have, in the past, when Rocky Mountain Pro was partnering with Triple L, Lucha Libre and Laughs, we've seen Athena and Puma in the Respect Women's Wrestling in the past. So if you guys want to go back and go to our YouTube, you may see some of those matches highlighted and things like that.
Well, the a couple small little details that have been changed from what I've been told.
Okay.
We have Puma. However, Athena is now changing her style up. She's changed her name as well. She will no longer be referred to as Athena. She's now Itzel Estrada. Taking that family last name of hers.
Oh.
And so she's very proud of that last name, very proud of that family heritage. So she will be moving on to carrying on her name. Our student who will be teaming with Lilith is going by the alias of Adrian Misira.
Oh, so.
So it will be Adrian and Lilith versus Itzel and Puma.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yes. So, and that's going to be a very interesting contest. You have Lilith Grimm, who's very much one of the heads of the Lockettes division here in Rocky Mount Pro, one of the strongest women I think I've ever seen, teaming with an essential unknown here in Adrian. She's been working hard at the Asuna Wrestling Academy Rocky Mountain. We do know as well she's been in there mixing it up with Hugo's Lucha Libre since they train in the exact same spot. So she knows a little bit of everything. She also comes from a great amateur background. Will that help when it comes to the Lucha Libre tag team? We'll have to see. If they can ground Strada and Puma, then I think they've got some ability. However, I think, you know, the team of Estrada and Puma, they are, you know, they know each other very, very well. They're family. You can't beat family.
Right. Yeah. So they do have that connection. Hey, you just mentioned, and I want to sidebar just a little bit. Hugo's does train in the same facility as Rocky Mountain Pro. Have you heard any rumblings or anything since this event was actually announced? Any little scuffles or even just a little bit of a side eye and things of that nature?
Oh, there's been some side eyes. You know, thankfully everyone's kind of kept it professional. There's been rumblings of certain people's certain gear disappearing. You know, pranks, if you will, little ribs. But, you know, for some most part, everyone's kind of kept this very professional. We saw on Ignition, Mercury and Hugo have a very mutual respect for one another. They both appreciate what each other's bring.
Yeah.
We consider Hugo's to be the top Lucha Libre company in the state and in the region. Likewise, they consider us to be the top American promotion in the region. That's why we work together. That's why we work well together.
Yeah.
So I believe there is that order coming down from the highs on top saying, you know, this is professional. This is not to use the match type, but the old style of, you know, military. This is war games. This is friendly, but also this is bragging rights. So I don't think anyone's out to hurt people, but I don't think they're out to lose.
Yeah, it's more of I guess they probably are. Let's just prove it to each other in the ring on Sunday.
Exactly. It is that bragging. I mean, if Rocky Mountain Pro loses a majority of these matches, we have to come in and see them in our building. What we feel our building, but now they can sit there and go, well, it's our building now. We beat you. We're on top. We're the big dog, you know? So you kind of have to, you know, take that on the chin. I don't think either side wants to have to deal with that. So there's definitely been some looks, you know, but I don't see this going beyond a professional situation. The least I can hope.
Yeah. There's only one way that the listeners are going to be able to know what happens. And of course, it's be there, you know, to see the action in the ring on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So next on the card that I see here that we've got Sky Hossman. He is taking on Master Flight. And from my recollection, we may not know much about Master Flight, do we?
Oh, not much is known about Master Flight. You know, I've been doing some research. I've been asking around. I haven't heard much about this guy. However, it seems, you know, when you have a match against the pilot Sky Hossman, somebody with the name Master Flight, it kind of fits right in. I'm assuming, yeah, I would have to believe that the head honchos have decided this would be a great match to see.
Right, yeah, this isn't going to be a ground and pound, I would think, kind of match from the names alone.
Exactly, you know, but that's the thing is, you know, like we've said, Sky Hossman brings not only the American style, but that Japanese strong style. This is a guy who trained at the New Japan Dojo in L.A., so he's not just bringing that American style. He's bringing that other style that maybe Master Flight's not adapt to. So while he could be expecting some high flying from Sky Hossman, some American traditional wrestling, he's got to be prepared because we know Sky Hossman, he is a striker. He has no problem throwing knees, kicks, whatever he needs to get the damage.
Right.
And so that's something Master Flight has to be prepared for.
The next on the list here, and this, in my opinion only, this could be the match of the night, because I know both these competitors very well. I've interviewed Ryo before on my other podcast, and he's going to be taking on the Mockingbird Echo. What do you see in this match?
I think this is going to be the match of the night, like you said. I think this is going to be the sleeper hit. It's one that as I was looking down the match card immediately caught my eye and went, oh my goodness, I have to be on top of my game because I'm going to get caught watching. You know, Ryo, in my opinion, one of the top, if not the top lucha in the state. Absolutely incredible athlete coming back from an injury. This will be his first match from an injury.
And former Hugo's champion too, right?
Hugo's champion as well.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who's held gold in multiple promotions in Colorado. So and he's looking to take on Echo, who is just on top of his game in peak form. I've never seen a better Echo than I have now. And we're used to seeing – anyone who's watched Echo for years knows he's known for the flying, the dives and the flips. And but, however, he – since coming to Colorado, he has completely changed his game. And he is now adding a lot of amateur wrestling, a lot of technical wrestling, which is something I don't think Ryo's going to expect from him. I think if Echo has his way, he is so more – he is so comfortable on the floor as much as he is the air – that if Echo takes this to the ground, this becomes Echo's match from the very get-go. Ryo has to keep that pace up. He's got to keep it moving. If he allows Echo to ground him and to relay some of this new technical ability that he's adapted to, Ryo is in trouble.
Right. I would, you know, I would agree with that. That is a very good possibility that Ryo should probably not get thrown off if that does happen.
Exactly. And again, we don't know what Ryo's been doing while he's been training. We know we've seen him a few times at the building,
right?
Training. He could be adapting. You know, he had, I believe it was a knee injury that he went down with. So this is something that now he's got to adapt to, going, okay, do I want to put my body on the line and risk injuring, or do I want to adapt to a new style? Ryo could be surprising us right now and working, especially knowing he's going against Echo. Maybe he's going to look into adding some technical aspects to his game that maybe is going to throw Echo off. This, in my opinion, this is a human chess match that I cannot wait to see.
So going from there, we have Echo's La Isla partner, Balaam Lynx. He's going to be taking on Cyber Tiger. What can you tell the listeners about Cyber Tiger?
Cyber Tiger is a Hugo's regular. Very good competitor. I've watched him many, many times. He actually is along with that crew of that does not get along with JK Pop. then again, who does at this point? This is actually, I see this as not only a great match that the fans are going to enjoy. This is something that JK Pop needs to watch out for down the line. Balaam Lynx and Echo will be taking on JK Pop at Never Broken. This is something that Cyber Tiger has probably already gotten in Balaam's ear about. Try this, do this, do this. Cyber Tiger, I believe, I'm willing to put money on in this match, you will see Cyber Tiger do moves to Balaam that Balaam will then do and try to use against JK Pop at Never Broken.
Oh, very interesting.
I'm almost willing to bet that Balaam Lynx had a reasoning for wanting to have this match. I can't say full, you know, 100%. Balaam and Echo are very quiet when it comes to their game plan, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But this one stuck out to me, going, this is a very interesting match, especially knowing the history of everybody involved. So I think, in my own brain, I think Balaam specifically asked for this match.
That is very, very interesting. That is an astute way to look at this match. I'm loving that. I'm thinking that might be something to for the listeners and the viewers and everybody in attendance as well to maybe keep an eye on and then rewind this match come Never Broken time.
Absolutely. I think we're going to, in my opinion, I think you're going to see some repeat performance, if you will, of this match at Never Broken, as that is going to be quite the spectacle to see. But I believe this match will be another one. It's going to, do not sleep on this match. Do not sleep on Cyber Tiger. Obviously, do not sleep on Balaam Lynx.
Right.
This is going to be an incredible match. And if those matches are back to back, I feel sorry for whoever has to follow that.
Yeah, that is true. It's gonna be are we gonna have to throw an intermission in for the fans in attendance to for them to catch their breath if this goes back to back?
I need an intermission to catch mine, you know. I mean, that's those two matches back to back are gonna be just banger after banger.
Yeah, so true. Okay, and then another match we've got here on the card that has been announced. We previously mentioned Vago. He is going to be taking on Tiba. And as far as I know from, hearing everything and seeing everything that's kind of going on, Tiba is not unfamiliar to Hugo's and the Luchas at Hugo's and even Vago. Is that Am I correct in that?
Well, we did see Vago compete at on Ignition, and that was who he wrestled. He did wrestle Atiba, and that's this is the rematch. You know, we want to see how this match is going to end. It ended unfortunately in disqualification, which kind of brought this whole thing on it. So
yeah,
you know, you kind of have to thank Vago for that. But Atiba, we've seen Atiba. He doesn't like to lose. He doesn't like to be one-upped. Atiba will be looking for revenge. And I think you're going to see a different side of Atiba. Vago is a great athlete. He's a great lucha. However, the man knows how to fight. And if he can take this and make this more of a brawl, it becomes his style of match. It becomes what he's comfortable in. Atiba needs to be prepared for that. Atiba needs to be ready to slug it out and to just put your hands up and swing for the fences. If he's not, Vago is going to run all over him.
Right. Yeah, so that's going to be another... I mean, all these matches are going to be great to see. I mean, just the inter-company, inter-promotion competition between the combatants here. So so from there, we're going to probably have a few more matches. We don't necessarily know exactly what the competitors are going to be, but we do know that the champions are going to be in attendance and in competition for this card as well. Is that correct?
As far as I know, yes. I know Brammy D, the Charge Champion, is scheduled to be at the event and is scheduled to be in action. Helios of Lucha Libre, he will be there as well. He is scheduled. Unknown if they're going to take on each other, although I think that would be a fantastic match. However, they are both scheduled to be in attendance. The wild card of this entire situation, no pun intended and no disrespect to our West Texas Legacy boys.
Yeah.
Is the Rocky Mountain Pro Champion David Drake is scheduled to be in attendance. Will he be in action? Unknown. However, if he's not, it doesn't mean that Drake will not take it upon himself to show up and do something anyway.
Right, as he has been known to do, especially if you guys have been watching RMP Ignition and Charged.
Exactly. However, I do know for a fact David Drake is scheduled to be in the building. Due to that, it has been agreed to that Sledge has been barred from the building.
So unfortunately
the Metalhead Maniac will not be making an appearance. He is barred from the building.
That doesn't mean he may not be in the parking lot or
that's a fair point. But at the same time, I don't think as crazy as Sledge can get, I don't know if he wants any part of this situation that's going down right now. You know, not only will he have David Drake to contend with, but he'll have both locker rooms looking for supremacy that are kind of you're kind of hindering the progress here. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, that's not going to make any friends. If Sledge is smart, and I know he is, he may just want to take this day off and stay home.
Right. Yeah. And concentrate on that championship shot at Never Broken.
Exactly. He's got a great opportunity. Don't risk it.
Yeah.
If anything, hope to God that Drake is in action and somebody gets a little advantage over him.
Yeah, you know, that too.
Maybe watch the show. And also, you know, like we said, you can get tickets. Tickets are still available. They are going fast, but they are still available. However, if you do want to watch it, if you're out of state and you can't quite make it, we will be offering this live on YouTube as a pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. How's that going to work for those people? Are they going to need to subscribe or join on the YouTube kind of thing?
If you are subscribed to the Rocky Mountain Pro channel on YouTube, if you haven't yet, make sure you do that. That's where you will be able to watch Worlds Collide on Sunday evening.
Yeah, and so we should kind of clarify, because YouTube is, in my opinion, has kind of screwed this whole subscription name up, because you can subscribe but not be there's a subscription, and then there's a subscription, and this other subscription that we're kind of talking about, it's kind of what's called I think YouTube's kind of calling it being a supporter right. Subscription. So that's what they're going to need to do in order to watch this live on YouTube.
Exactly. We're going to, all that will be figured out. I believe we're going to have a pre-show as well on YouTube, free for everybody. And that's where we will make sure we have final details. Make sure you follow up on social media. We'll be posting it there as well.
Yeah.
Getting all this figured out. And we will make sure that everybody who cannot be in attendance will be able to watch Worlds Collide at their leisure, as this is going to be an incredible event. And it's going to be different from people who are used to seeing Rocky Mountain Pro. You're used to seeing, you know, multiple styles. The Lucha Libre style will not be as different to them. However, you know, you got myself and Zamora on commentary, which will be great. However, looking at it, not only is Arias going to be there as our ring announcer, he's sharing duties with Hugo, who will be ring announcing for Hugo's Lucha Libre. So I'm not entirely sure how we're going to, if we're going to have two ring announcers per match. I don't know if they're announcing their competitors, we're announcing ours, or if we're going to take turns or what's going on. Like, this is going to be a cool, different situation that we've never had before. We've been, you know, we've been wanting this for years when we were back at the quarry and Hugo's was running events there. And, you know, we wanted to do this for years. And, you know, in a weird quasi way, I guess we got to thank Vago and Atiba and JK Pop for finally setting the fuse. Because it's finally happening.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, I'm excited to for this event. You know, like I said, I've attended Hugo's events in the past. Now I'm going to be, you know, behind the scenes as well, and you know, all my duties, things like that. Trust me, this is going to be fun. It's Hugo's brings a party atmosphere to their shows, and it's going to be cool to be able to have the RMP faithful to experience that as well.
Very much. And here's hoping that this, you know, not only does it bring future World Collide events between Hugo's and ourselves and maybe other promotions, you know, it would be cool to see, you know, Hugo's versus, you know, some other companies in Colorado. It would be cool to see Rocky Mountain Pro against other lucha companies from other states. You know, that would be fun to do. I think Worlds Collide could easily be its own thing. It could be its own brand. Every quarter or every 6 months or whatever. I think Worlds Collide could be kind of a fun spectacle to see. You know, so fans are going to get to see that. But like you said, on your end, you know, I'm looking forward to the merchandise because
they're fun.
Anyone who's ever been to a Hugo show, good Lord, do they have some of the coolest merchandise out there? If you're looking for Lucha Masks, you're looking for odds and ends and toys and things like that, man, this is they are some of the coolest places I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is so true. They do. I know JK Pop has done plushies in the past, but the luchas corner the market on those plushies.
Oh yeah. thankfully we have another room at the Wimmer. We might have to use that just for their merchandise.
I think that's the plan.
Fantastic, because I mean they got some cool. Anytime I've worked a Hugo show, I've spent at least 30 minutes just looking at the merchandise. It's some of the most amazing stuff. They got great, they got people who do some amazing work over there. Like we said, there's a reason we consider Hugo's the top lucha promotion in the region. I personally feel the same way. I've worked for them before, and I've got a lot of respect for Hugo and what they put together. You know, so it's cool to see the top American and the top lucha promotion in the region coming together to provide something that's not seen every day, especially in this region. You know, you see it on other places, you know, when you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, but in our area, in our region, this is almost unheard of, and it's really cool to see. And of course, RMP and Hugo's at the forefront.
So I think that's probably a great place to wrap this up, to preview this for this upcoming Sunday for the World's Collide event. Anything else that you want to add to that before we wrap this baby up?
Buy tickets and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you can watch this because it is something you're not going to want to miss. And like we said, hopefully you're seeing the beginning of something that is going to be a continuing trend.
All right. Well, KD, once again, thank you for joining me and previewing this. And we'll be seeing you out there on the commentator on this event.
Absolutely. I cannot wait.
Once again, a big, huge thank you to KD for coming on to RMP Radio once again and help previewing this World Collide event, Rocky Mountain Pro versus Hugo's Lucha Libre, this upcoming Sunday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Wimmer Arena. Want to get tickets to that? Head over to rmpwrestling.com and click on that events link, and you'll get that link to purchase those tickets right there. Of course, if you are following your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars, and in this case, even your Hugo's Lucha Libre stars and Hugo's themselves, you will be able to find ticket information as well to purchase. So we would greatly appreciate it if you guys can come out. Now, let's all go back and kind of re-talk about rehash the information. So if you're not able to attend in person, how you're going to be able to watch this on the YouTube channel. Now, YouTube, like I mentioned in the main part of the show with KD, YouTube has always had this subscription button. Subscribe to my channel, get notified when I put videos up, for example. Now, they've implemented this new thing called a supporter. It's still a type of subscription, but you then have, you actually pay money to be a supporter, and you get perks and special rewards and things of that nature to do that. Now, one thing that may be happening for you, and it's happened for me as well, and you click on this button, it's called join. So if you are on your mobile phone or mobile device, this join button may not be available to you to click on and become a supporter. So what you might have to do is go grab yourself, get access to a regular type of computer, desktop, laptop, and a regular browser, and then go to the channel, and then you'll have that join button available to subscribe and then be a supporter of Rocky Mountain Pro in this case. So we would greatly appreciate if you do that. And then, you know, you'll have those monthly perks, you know, with everything else that we do on our channel, you know, with the Live Ignition, the Rocky Mountain Pro Rewind, the Recharge, the Reignited that we do with the Dudes and Belts, and the so on. So it'd be great another way to be supportive of Rocky Mountain Pro. Now, before we get out of here, let's pay some bills like we used to do, say, and back in the day. You want to get some merchandise of your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars, like we mentioned, and Hugo's, of course, you can get those in person. And you can also head over to rmpwrestling.com, click on that merch link, or if you're in the Amazon app or the Amazon search bar, search for Rocky Mountain Pro. We got a few things up there as well. And just a little behind the scenes things, we are working on revamping the merch store on our website, and that will be heading and being revamped and available to make it such a great experience for you guys to order those merch and keep me busy, keep me heading to the post office or to FedEx or to UPS and get some stuff shipped out to you. Like we said, you want to see the upcoming events, follow us out there on the social media. Also, rmpwrestling.com. Click on that events link. You want to watch us from time to time? Of course, we want you to head over to youtube.com/Rocky Mountain Pro. Hit that subscribe. Also, hit that join button. We would greatly appreciate it. And then, of course, you can also you know, follow us out there and everywhere else on the Right Now TV, Fight TV platform as well, especially when it comes to our pay-per-views, which Never Broken is in the horizon. It's going to be coming up before we know it. Then, of course, follow us out there on the interwebs. Everything does stem from the website, rmpwrestling.com. Then on the socials of the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, all of the username of the Rocky MTN Pro. Once again, I'll phonetically spell that to you. That is the Rocky Mike Tango November Pro. If you want to help support RMP Radio, buy my shirts. Just shameless cheap plug there. I got a few on hand. Of course, they're also, I got some those on my Pro Wrestling Tees. Just type it in the search bar at ProWrestlingTees.com, Mr. Fourth Row, and you'll see that available to purchase there. Thank you, as always, for listening to this edition of RMP Radio, where pro wrestling is elevated.